Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not just Friday, Friday at 8:40. This day has flown by. It's Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Quick reminder that Hawks begin summer league play tonight. The first round pick, Asa Newell, will be playing. Kobe Bufkin and his brother of Jalen Johnson, Kobe Johnson, will headline the Hawks summer league squad.
Is there anything... Dylan, you can jump in. Is there anything that we should be looking for in these summer league games? Like, is there anything that'll be any kind of indicator for what we actually think will happen in the season? Or is it just, hey, let's go get some development and then we'll roll out the big guns when the season comes?
I definitely think keeping an eye on the three that we mentioned. Kobe Bufkin, obviously, because I think he is going to play a vital role in this season. I think the part of the reason he's in the summer league is to, one, get back into kind of, you know, that – not to say he's not in shape, but kind of get back into that basketball shape, maybe get into a little bit more rhythm, because obviously he's been injured not only most of last season, but most of his career.
Was it a hand or a wrist last year?
Wrist.
Okay.
Yeah, wrist injury last season. So seeing Kobe get back into that rhythm, seeing what he can do and seeing his continued development, the continued development of Kobe Johnson. Obviously, we all love Jalen Johnson for obvious reasons here. And seeing, you know, what Kobe can bring to the table is going to be interesting. And then obviously seeing what Asa Newell can do. Asa, to me, a lot of eyes are going to be on him for good reasons, because he was our first round pick. But honestly, I'm more concerned about Kobe Bufkin than anything, because he's actually going to have valuable minutes on the Hawks roster. While Asa Newell, while he's going to play some in Atlanta, I think he's going to spend most of his time in College Park, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what Kobe Bufkin does as well. I do have, not to switch gears too quickly here, but I do have a lot of people that have been tweeting me today about the video game stick that we were talking about earlier and kind of getting back to some of the games. I had to give Brandon Mincy a shout out, because he brought up a couple. He was like, he said, these young kids don't know about adversity unless they played Ninja Gaiden 2 on NES or Aladdin and Lion King on Sega Genesis. I did have Aladdin on Sega Genesis. He is so right about that.
Yeah,
what
the
a
magic
frustrating
carpet.
Freaking game that was. I wanted to throw my controller through the window every time I played Aladdin on Sega Genesis. A couple of people bringing up NFL Blitz as well. Ty Falks brings it up about being on PS2. I actually had that on Nintendo 64. NFL Blitz, though, like the ultimate arcade game, but I had NFL Blitz on 64. Dude, what an absolute legendary video game. Throwing off the back foot, just spearing people, suplexes going downfield. Like a wrestling match would break out in the middle of the video game.
Was NFL Blitz the game? Because we had an NFL game in the restaurant my mom used to work part-time in. Was NFL Blitz the game? Didn't you like start like first? It wasn't like first and 30. You had to get 30. Yeah. The NFL Blitz was a crazy, crazy
game. Dude, you could literally, they'd snap the ball and you could dive like 30 yards and take out the quarterback if you timed it up really good.
Yeah.
Just an absolute legendary game.
Well, and Brandon mentioned the Lion King game.
Yes.
So there was a level on that where you were getting thrown around by the monkeys.
Yes.
And it was like a game of memory.
Oh, my God.
You had to remember which way the monkey was going to shoot you. That was a really difficult game.
You know, and as well, Ty brought up MLB Slugfest. I don't know about Slugfest, but was it Ken Griffey baseball on N64 that was so much fun?
I don't remember playing Ken Griffey baseball. I remember, I think it was like for Nintendo, it was like RBI baseball or something like that. Mm-hmm. So my baseball game, or just the MLB show. I don't remember Ken Griffey baseball.
Ken
for
Griffey.
Speaking of baseball games, I used to love all the backyard games, backyard football, backyard baseball. Those games were good.
Is that a Wii thing?
No, those were on PlayStation. I played mine on either pretty sure it's PlayStation 2.
Here's what I found odd about Wii is because that's when it got into you're actually making the motion of playing the sport.
Yes.
Why not just go outside and play the sport? You know?
Well,
like, why not just go outside and play some baseball?
That's a good point, but then, you know.
Well, look
at the generation that came with the Wii.
As a person who had a Wii and still has a Wii.
Y'all are hating, man.
You couldn't just always go to the bowling alley.
I was going
to
say,
that cost money.
Like, you know,
you didn't always have the materials to play tennis.
Yeah, and so, not only that, but like, you know, if you lived in an apartment, you're not going to go out in the back and hit home run derby.
Okay, well, yes, but
it's
you know,
like,
maybe.
It's not like you need all these things to play tennis. You need another person, a racket, and a ball.
And a court.
What? Yeah, but a lot of play. Tennis,
it's actually a lot of things.
Still
tennis,
bowling, though, too.
Hey, let's go meet up at the tennis court. When you can just go to your TV and be like, oh, I'm going to hit home run derby.
Well, like,
no, I'm going to play tennis. No, I'm going to do bowling.
There's a lot of people that have tennis, at least one or two tennis courts in their neighborhood.
And a lot of people that don't, too.
And what about this scenario? If you're, say, you're a young kid, you're like 13, 14 years old, you don't have a car yet, but you're like home for the summer and you're home by yourself, you can't just call up your parents who are at work and be like, hey, mom, can you take me to the tennis court? Or,
you know,
like, so
back in my day, we would walk places. I know that's a foreign thing, but you walk.
You walk places too, but what if you lived in a place that wasn't walking distance within a tennis court, Bo?
I don't know. But hit it off the wall.
I'm so disappointed in you, not from the fact that you said it, but you know it gave him a platform to sound off on these kind of things. You know he was going to take the old man get off my lawn approach.
No, it's not old man get off my lawn. It's there's a sector of the young kids that just refuse to get outside.
Okay,
and you know what makes me madder than those kids is the people that complain about kids being out and about. Like in my neighborhood, there are people. That like there are kids that are everywhere, and then there are people who get on the Facebook page. Someone needs. I'm not trying to be that person, but someone needs to tell their kid not to do this and that. It's like, no, you need to shut up. That's what you need to do. You need to shut up. That kid's outside playing in the summertime.
Here's the thing.
Sorry.
Here's the thing. You were just talking about how you played RBI baseball or you know whatever.
Yeah.
Why not just go outside and play it, Bo? Why wouldn't you just go outside and play RBI baseball?
Because I didn't have a neighborhood.
Oh, because you didn't have it? You didn't have anywhere to go?
I didn't have a neighborhood.
That's what you sound like.
And I didn't have that.
That's what you sound
there was,
like.
There was nobody else.
A lot of people have tennis courts, Bo.
Yeah.
Why would you just hit the
Most
A and B
Most people
button?
Live in a neighborhood. I
That's
didn't.
That's what you sound like.
I lived in the country.
That's what
I would
you
have
sound
had
like.
To walk 7 miles to go play with another kid.
Oh, well, maybe other people are like that, too, when it comes to tennis courts.
No, I disagree.
You sound ridiculous.
Bo, see,
you know what? You're just trying to argue and be. Now
no,
you're
I'm
yelling
not.
At me.
No,
Why
I'm
are
not.
You yelling at me?
No, I'm
don't,
not.
Don't yell at me.
No, I'm not.
I'll put my finger.
Because I was doing
you.
An impression
Don't yell
you.
At me. Don't yell at me.
Bo, I'm happy to hear you fully advocate for kids being, you know, should be able to go outside and be embraced when they do go outside. Because you're right, there is a sector of kids that do need to get outside more. But again, to Mike's point, you are completely off base on this. Oh, just go outside and play tennis. Go outside and again, everybody doesn't have the resources to do that. We aren't talking about basketball.
But
we're talking about
just,
Wii tennis.
Just,
we're talking about Wii bowling.
You play like, Wii basketball, don't you? Was
it's
there a Wii basketball?
The amount of
there
hypocrisy.
Was a Wii basketball.
All right, then.
You yeah. just There's, talked about the sports games that you played on console. What difference does it make if it's a Wii or not?
Because Allie's point.
No,
you're doing
no, no, no,
the
no.
motions.
Allie has nothing to do with this.
I've literally heard the excuse. Well, I mean, they had a Wii workout game, dude.
Yeah, Wii Fitness.
Wii Fitness.
Yeah. Go to the damn gym.
It is a gym. What are you,
you
talking about?
You don't need
about?
To do it inside.
You just talked.
There's an argument for Wii Fitness.
It makes no sense.
No.
You just talked about getting people active. Now they're trying to get active on the Wii
it's
and you don't
a,
like
it's
it?
It's nowhere near the same. It's nowhere
hey,
near the same.
I'll say this. Hey, if you got going in Wii Boxing, I worked up a sweat
hey.
A few times in that Wii Boxing.
Because no they, doubt about that.
You know what?
Those opposing knees would not go down no. easily.
Instead of Wii Boxing, go pick a fight with another kid in your neighborhood.
Man, I feel like the little girl
That's
in the
what they
meme,
did back in my day.
The little girl in the meme where she's standing in front of a burning house, that's what I feel like yeah. right now. Because I totally
I mean,
lit this fire.
These kids are so lazy. They'd rather fight a video game character than fight another kid they don't like in their neighborhood. Wait, what?
Right. Oh my most goodness.
Like you did this though.
I know.
You gave him a platform to be the old get off my lawn guy, and he ran with it.
Can you imagine a young Bo Morgan going outside? Hey, I'm not supposed to pick a fight with the Wii Boxing character. I need you to fight me because I got energy and I need to use it.
Well, I would have had it. You know what the funny thing was? I'd had to walk to fight somebody because I didn't grow up in a neighborhood.
I can just see poor Porkchop.
You know what I did, though?
Daddy,
in all
I
want to
play N64 King Griffey. Hey, why don't you go get a whiff ball bat, girl? Get out front yard.
You know what's funny?
Ridiculous.
Is you think you're being funny and like running your mouth at me about that? I went outside and played basketball by myself.
We
I went
all
out.
Did,
I'm
yeah.
not done. I went outside and threw a football in the air and then tried to run underneath it and catch it because I didn't have anybody throw it to me.
Yeah, I did. You know what I did? I threw the baseball up on the roof and I would see where I would throw it far enough side to side where I would have to dive for it to my left or to my right.
Yeah.
That was how I played catch with myself.
I mean, seriously.
I did the same thing too. I would go out there and shoot by myself. That's why my jumper's so good now. So, and then I would go out and, you know, I would even put chair. Like if I wanted to work on my dribbling, I would put chairs out and I would just dribble, maneuver through them.
So when I hear a kid say, well, I ain't got nobody to do it with me.
What kid did you hear say?
I hear it all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. There we go. There's the root of the issue. There's the they we always talk about.
You know what's funny is you want to fight
what's
me on
funny?
Everything I say, but if I say, so-and-so said this, well, maybe they didn't mean it that way. Yet you think I automatically mean things negative way.
I don't know.
You know, you don't get to respond.
I have no idea
it's my
what you're
time.
Talking about.
Glad you're on vacation next week.
Trust me, me too.
I get to argue with Abe.
That'll be fun.
Oh, man.
Good luck,
did I come, Mike?
You're the one that did this. No, you stay here and you roll around in this mess.
I mean, don't take it out on Allie and myself because you have anxiety about you not being able to pack a car well. All right? Don't take it out on us. Not our fault.
Don't you have sponsors to talk about?
I'll do my segment the way I want to do my segment.
That's the way you usually do it. Go ahead.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baron Burton's W Sauce, friends at New Round Brewing. I remember years ago, Brent Musburger said this, and he got a lot of crap for it. But I'm not sure if after reading what I read yesterday, he was ever more right. He said, Dylan.
Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women.
Well, Tom Brady is apparently in a fling with none other than Sofia Vergara. I believe that's how you pronounce her name.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, a fling. And she's 53. And doesn't look a day over 30. He's 47 and is reverse aging somehow.
Yeah. So he's good.
But yeah. They both the way the story that I read was is that he basically they're both saying it's not a relationship and they're both single. Yet they have been seen together all over areas of Europe, and it is definitely a fling. They are definitely hooking up. And they've been seen in the Ritz-Carlton in certain places. They've been seen on a super yacht. There was one instance where there was in a restaurant, and there was a group, and he was like, hey, we want to sit next to each other. And they moved and sat next to each other, or maybe she said it one. But they are hooking up straight up. That's it. They are very open that it is not a relationship. I mean, as if I didn't know that you could go up from Giselle, but I think he did.
You think that's a move up?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's intense.
Oh, she is... Have you seen Sofia Vergara?
I feel like it's a lateral move. I think they're both very, very beautiful.
I was going to say, have you seen Giselle?
Yeah, seriously.
I have seen Giselle, and I would take Sofia Vergara, however you pronounce her name. She's, dude. I mean, you ever heard her talk on Modern Family? She starts rolling her tongue and with her R's and stuff.
Oh, my God. Pause.
Dude.
So much pause.
I'm telling you. There's no way in hell she would have married Ed O'Neill in real life.
I'm going to try to comment on the story without getting myself in trouble. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say I would love to just be invited onto a super yacht at some point in my life. I just want to step foot on one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need Sofia Vergara with me. I would just love to step foot on a super yacht and be like, you know what? This is a really cool boat. I don't think that's ever going to happen in my life, though.
I think this is a common situation of it's just two people in a talking stage, and it just...
Is that what
happens
it is?
To be two very rich people and two very well-known people in the talking stage.
Talking is probably one of the few things they're not doing.
What?
I don't think this is about that. I think this is when they said fling, I'm like, you know what? I am so glad they posed it that way because now when they break up, like, see, they famous people just can't make relationships work. It's like, no, man, they just that just like anybody else, two divorced people or single people, just having a little fun later in their life, and then they'll move on.
Yeah, but it's just, it's two divorced or single people that are extremely attractive. Like,
yeah,
they're doing okay with one another. That's pretty, I don't know, that's an interesting couple. I did not heard about this. It's an interesting duo.
Do you appreciate the straight honesty about
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. I think it's refreshing. I think people try to hide stuff or like lie about things to make them like seem better than what, you know, or more than what they are, or like have this facade that it's more than. No, they're just like, hey, we're just, it's a fling. We're not dating. They're not dating. Whatever. They're people are like, she's not too old for Tom. She's only 6 years older than him. I mean, that's nothing.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, she's doing okay.
Yeah,
physically.
She's doing really well.
My wife's married to somebody 6 years older than her. It's not a big deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
Is that all it is? I thought it was more than that.
The hell does that mean?
I think it was like 8. I thought it was like 8 or 9.
You know what? It's 55. We got to go so you can get out of here and go vacation.
Now we're worried about
the clock. I'm done with you. Yeah.
Now we're worried.
We're worried about the clock. Well, he's not wrong, though. We do have to go. That's going to do it for us. Mike, have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you.
You will be missed. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. Catch me, Bo, and Dylan tomorrow, 10 a.m. live from Murph's. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.